Chapter 12. Now on the next day, the arrangement was the same as before for the details of the drinking party. But when an opportunity presented itself, the king began to question those who remained. Now to the first he declared,
"How can a man keep himself from pride?"
Now he replied,
"By maintaining impartiality, and by reminding himself in the case of each individual that he is a ruler of men yet still a man himself. Moreover, God destroys the proud and exalts the gentle and humble."
Now the king, after commending him, asked the next guest,
"Of whom must a man select as his counselors?"
He declared,
"Those who have been tested in many affairs, and who still maintain an uncontaminated goodwill toward him and to all who share his ways. God manifests himself to those who are worthy to attain these ends."
Now the king, after congratulating him, asked another guest,
"What is the possession most essential for a king?"
"The love and affection of his subjects,"
he replied.
"By these means, the bond of goodwill is unbreakable. As for the realization of these aims, God fulfills them according to his will."
Now the king, after commending him, inquired of another guest,
"What is the purpose of speaking?"
Now he declared,
"To persuade your opponent in debate by pointing out his errors in a well-ordered array. For in this way, you will win over your listener, not by being antagonistic, but by using some commendation to persuade him. And it is by the power of God that persuasion succeeds."
Now the king, after saying that he spoke well, asked another guest,
"In view of the heterogeneous multitudes in the kingdom, how can a man be in harmony with them?"
"By adopting the role appropriate to each one,"
he spoke,
"with righteousness as your guiding principle, as indeed is now your practice, God granting you sound reasoning."
Now the king, being delighted with this man, spoke to another guest,
"At what things ought a man to suffer grief?"
He replied,
"At the misfortunes that befall our friends, when we see them long drawn out and incurable. Reason does not allow for us to grieve for those who are dead and liberated from evils. But all men do grieve, because they think only of themselves and their own advantage. It is by the power of God alone that we can escape every evil."
Now the king, after declaring that this man replied as was fitting, spoke to another guest,
"How does ill repute arise?"
Now he declared,
"When pride and boundless self-confidence are predominant, dishonor ensues, as well as destruction of a good reputation. For God controls all reputation, directing it where he desires."
Now the king, after also confirming this man's reply, asked the next guest,
"To whom must men entrust themselves?"
"To those who are drawn to you by loyalty,"
he spoke,
"and not through fear or flattery, or with personal gain as their only objective. For the former is a sign of affection, the latter a mark of disaffection and expediency. For the man whose aim is mere success is a natural traitor, As for you, you have the goodwill of all, as God bestows upon you sound counsels.
Now the king, after speaking that this man's reply was wise, spoke to another guest.
What preserves a kingdom?
To this question, he declared,
Concern and care, that no harm shall come upon the multitudes through the officials appointed to serve their needs, which indeed is your policy, God bestowing upon you such noble intent.
Now the king, after encouraging this man, asked another guest,
What maintains favor and respect?
Now he spoke,
Virtue, for it is the creator of good works and renounces evil. Just as you keep your noble integrity toward all, having this gift from God.
Now the king, after also accepting this reply, asked the 11th guest, There were two more than the 70.
How can a man maintain a tranquil soul, even in war?
Now he replied,
By the knowledge that no evil has been committed upon any of your subjects, and that all of them are fighting in return for blessings received, knowing that even if they give their lives, you will take care of their property. For you never cease helping everyone. For God has given you the gift of kindliness.
Now the king loudly applauded them all, greeting them with great kindness. And he drank to the health of each one, turning his attention to enjoying the feast, mingling among the men with merriment and much joy.